Here's a thought I'll title, Flung to the Far Unknown. You know, sending our artwork out into the world can be a really dicey proposition. Our precious babies that we sweat blood over to get just exactly right, who knows what happens to them out there? We hope they are treasured as some sort of personally expressive artwork, but they might just be coffee table decoration or a matted and framed image to decorate the bathroom. We lose control of its fate once we send our photographs out into the world. And who knows if it'll survive or where it will survive? We certainly don't. We'll likely never know. And if we do, it's certainly going to be an exception, and hopefully a pleasant one, when we see our work hanging on someone's wall or get feedback about how our photograph has become meaningful in someone's life. To us, experientially, once it's gone, it's almost the same as if it had never existed. It exists only in our memory. And sometimes that memory isn't all that strong. Functionally, it resides in our life, in our existence, only as a memory of something we did once upon a time. But there's no way to trace what happened to that photograph out there in the world. Might have been destroyed. Might have been bought and sold. Might have been collected. Might have been donated. Might have been tossed into the landfill. We don't know. And like all other experiences in our life, that photograph is a building block to who we've become. So in that regard, it's no different than our memories from grade school or high school. It's a part of what has made us who we are. And in that regard, it's very important for us, but not as a physical artifact. Which leads to a very interesting question. Is it more important that we create art, or is it more important that we live the art life? If we look at art making as an experiential event in our life that helps make us who we are, then all of that time and effort is a contributing factor in our history that's independent of the artifact we leave behind, which in a very interesting way leads directly to a discussion of digital images. Digital images may not leave any artifact behind other than an ethereal digital file that might be viewed on a screen somewhere if someone has the right software. But that artwork left behind is significantly less important to us than the experience of having made it. I guess this is why, to me, the artwork is always less important than the process of creating it. The physical detritus of what I make in my art life is less important than the activity of living the art life. At least, that's the way I tend to think about it.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.